In October 2011, the anti-establishment, anti-corporate movement that began a month earlier on Wall Street reached New York State's seat of political power when an Occupy encampment sprung up in Lafayette Park across the street from the state capitol. The group, one of the longest-lasting of the various national Occupy encampments, showed solidarity on curbing what they interpreted as corporate greed and the influence of Wall Street. Occupiers wore their welcome out in December 2011, when the city of Albany enforced a vacate order. Eventually, the group came to occupy indoor space and took a quieter stance as members continued their individual activist pursuits. The locals have staged a few marches and events for various causes, including raising the minimum wage, but the public eye remains fixated and fascinated on that short window of downtown encampment, where occupiers even dared tangle with Governor Andrew Cuomo. Members of Occupy Albany gathered at West Capitol Park in downtown Albany on a blustery Sunday afternoon for a fundraiser that also served to demonstrate the movement is still active, still viable, still trying to make a difference. One in the group insisted Occupy Albany was never over. Occupy member Sister Honora Kinney used the occasion to advocate for the waves of immigrant children from Central America who have been making international headlines, explaining she is sad and tired the issue is being treated in a bureaucratic, political way.
You see the dead children in Palestine, and they basically tell you we can't do anything about that, it's sad. You see the dead children in Syria, and they say we can't do anything about that, it's sad. Now we have an opportunity to do something nice for children, to sort of, in a way, possibly a little bit, redeem America, because most of the reason why those children are coming there is because we have sort of over time helped to make a mess of the places where they live.
Kinney believes the immigrant children are America's future.
These are the people that in the future can push your wheelchair. These are the people that in the future can pay for Social Security. The people in the United States have relatively few children. Here's a marvelous opportunity, and I think Obama should act to welcome them all in, and if he's looking for a photo op, he should sit there and let a bunch of them sit on his lap.
Joanne Kathleen Farrell with Occupy Albany and Frack Free Nation is concerned about the plight of America's own children.
One of the most poorest places in the country is in southern Ohio and in the capital region. There's food stamp cuts, and there are not the living wage jobs that people can get to support their family.
Occupier Tom Alaco says his illiterate parents emigrated from Italy, found good-paying jobs in America, and raised a family in what contemporary culture would call middle-class comfort.
Today you have kids with college degrees who can't find a job. You can't just say that's some abstract thing like globalization. Globalization is not an abstract thing. Corporations, and we see this right here in the Capital District, really do send jobs outside of the country, outside of the state, just to slightly increase their profit. If you can quibble about words, but there really is a war on the middle class.
Alaco empathized with young people looking for living wage jobs in what occupiers say has essentially become a service economy. Occupy Albany presses on as a symbol of liberal discontent, maintaining an online presence as well as a brick-and-mortar one at 153 South Pearl Street. The extent of the movement's impact is still under debate. A September 2013 YouGov poll showed that most Americans thought the movement was ineffective, but that protests, in general, can still be useful for social change. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.